At noon, Pope Benedict XVI appeared at his studio window to a packed St. Peter's Square to deliver his Sunday Angelus address. Pilgrims from Italy, Germany, Poland, Spain and Croatia withstood the burning June heat to welcome the Holy Father and receive his blessing.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, venerdì scorso abbiamo celebrato la solennità del Sacratissimo Cuore di Gesù.
The Pope spoke of Friday's celebration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In biblical language, he said, the word heart indicates the center of the person. He added that the feast day coincides with the World Day of Priestly Sanctification. Blessed Giovanni Battisti Scalabrini, patron of the migrant peoples, was particularly devoted to the Sacred Heart, said the Pope. And on the occasion of his anniversary of June 1st, the Holy Father had a special mention in his address for all migrant people, far from home and family.
Ed auspico che incontrino sempre sul loro cammino volti amici.
A silence descended on the square as Pope Benedict led the faithful in the recitation of the Angelus dedicated to the Virgin Mary. Following the prayer, however, as the crowds rose in applause to salute their Holy Father, Pope Benedict raised his hands and told them he had something yet to say.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, ho ancora qualcosa da dire.
My dear brothers and sisters, many regions of the world right now are experiencing grave social and political tensions, which in some cases risk developing into open conflict.
Che rischiano in alcuni casi di sfociare in gravi conflitti.
Pope Benedict said his thoughts went to Bolivia, where violent mass protests calling for constitutional reform have paralyzed the country. The Pope called for calm dialogue and for common good and a sense of public responsibility to prevail.
Volgendo ora il pensiero ad un altro teatro di tensioni e di scontri.
The Holy Father also reached out to the kidnappers of Italian aid worker Clementina Cantoni in Afghanistan. He said he united his voice to the Italian and Afghan leaders in calling for her immediate release. Pope Benedict added that he hoped the witness of Clementina's painful experience would motivate a search for a more peaceful and fraternal understanding between individuals and nations. Pope Benedict's call for peace and comprehension were greeted by resounding applause from the square. But before retiring from his studio window, the Pope spoke to the pilgrims, greeting them in five languages, including Croatian and, of course, German. But in each greeting, the message was implicit: to pray together this Sunday for the world.
Auguro una buona domenica e un sereno mese di giugno. Auguri. E arrivederci, buona domenica.